Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
All comments aside about how bad that team is, that guy's turned out to be incredibly durable.
Oh, he's good.
Productive. I mean, he is.
He wasn't last year. Once he got that contract, dude, he's been fantastic.
He's had a great year. And he
Which is unbelievable.
Really,
given
really a nice piece for this team.
Pretty unreal given what he's got throwing to him.
I agree.
You know, you don't get much worse than what he's had to deal with, and he's hanging in there.
It's hard to deny what that guy's doing on the field.
Who's the team to beat in the NFC to you?
I honestly don't know. I think you could throw three or four teams up in a box and... I honestly think anybody that makes the playoffs can win the NFC.
Yeah.
Those are all pretty good teams, but they all have a little bit of a flaw in them. Like, the Saints aren't playing as well as they were earlier in the year, but they're playing great defense, and I think they can run the ball, so they might be able to win on the road.
It might be the Rams for me.
Are we going to trust Jared Goff in a playoff situation?
Yeah, I don't know.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at producer T. Scott. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you missed the first 2 hours, all available on podcastarena.com. And we welcome in our listeners on SportsMap 94.1. who did not hear the first 2 hours.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. They should have heard the first 2 hours.
They should have.
We were just speculating. I don't know who's listening today. I don't know that anybody's even out there.
I don't either. Yeah. This is one of those weird days when I feel like people are like, oh, hey, they're not back at work.
I think most people are off today.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. So he says, Loyal Blitzer, thanks for being on today. Stuck in the hospital all week.
Good.
So you know what? No, not good that he's stuck in the hospital.
No, but good that we're at least entertaining someone today.
Yeah. So you may be the only person actually hearing the show today. So we'll just keep entertaining you while you're in the hospital. Yeah. Because I don't feel the magic out there of people listening.
Yeah.
But that's all right. We're going to have fun with it anyway. Reminds me of the summer when.
Yeah.
Hey, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day.
The Gym of the Day. It's the Gym of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gym of the Day.
Are you familiar with the feminist group? Femin.
No.
It's a pretty lame name for a feminist group.
Yeah.
It's like Femen, M-E-N.
No, I don't like that. I'm against that group, actually.
Are you familiar with the term sextremist?
Not familiar with that either.
Okay, so apparently this
I'm out of the loop when it comes to feminists.
Yeah, I don't really pay much attention to them. Apparently, Alisa Vinogradova... Vinogradova.
Familiar with her work.
From the feminist group Femin, was stopped by police during a Christmas Day protest.
Was she groped?
Well, she may have been, because basically she had no top. She had God is woman written across her chest.
Okay.
She screamed God is woman as she tried to snatch a statue of the little baby Jesus at the Vatican just before Pope Francis delivered his Christmas message.
Oh, boy.
So basically what we have here is a topless extremist trying to steal baby Jesus from the nativity scene in St. Peter's Square while she has God is woman written on her chest, screaming God is woman. A Vatican gendarme stopped her from taking the statue, and she was detained.
All right.
So, yeah.
She's a real treat.
Yeah, the group's website identified her as Alisa Vinogradova and called her a sextremist. It says the goal of the group, which was founded in Ukraine, is complete victory over patriarchy.
Okay.
A Femin activist staged a similar action in 2014, but managed to take the statue out of the crib before she was arrested. So
I thank God they got her.
Female God or male God?
Good question. I'm so confused now.
Yeah, definitely.
But is it also kind of weird that a feminist group would name themselves something that rhymes with semen?
I think it's like semen? Like He-Man, but female.
No, it's M-E-N.
Men.
He-Man. Or
He-Man.
Yeah,
semen. Femen. It's weird.
Yeah, that's true. Also rhymes with Willie Beeman.
Steeman Willie Beeman.
A lot of people forgot that.
Yeah.
I wonder if that's a if there's a connection there.
That's probably their inspiration,
yeah.
actually.
Well, that's my guess.
Black soccer guy in Beaumont is listening.
Oh, good. Yeah. Okay.
And five other texters. So, somebody had asked earlier, I've got to go back to it, but on Twitter, Patrick was asking, so the guys on before talked about how O'Brien should be fired. Can you give your thoughts on that? If he should go, who would be a good hire? They couldn't give a replacement, just saying he had to go. We talked about this a lot last week. I think he deserves to play out his contract and get one more year with Deshaun Watson, but I may change my mind on that. The crappier this team looks week after week, it may be time.
And
for
the less the less they appear to care.
Yeah, that's the thing. Is I kind of felt like they were trying. I don't feel that way anymore.
Yeah,
I think there's a few players still trying. I think DeAndre Hopkins is out there trying. I think Alfred Blue was out there trying yesterday. Yeah. And I think Clowney's out there trying, and maybe Cunningham, and maybe Bernardrick McKinney. That damn secondary sure ain't trying.
No.
Those guys, and all the missed tackles late in that game.
So. And, you know, the whole, well, who do they replace him with thing, I mean.
Yeah, we've talked about all the possibilities. To me,
And we just talked about sort of with Lance, like, I mean, you could go through a bunch of retread guys, but why not go out and find someone new? And don't tell me John Gruden. I mean,
That's just...
Like, if that's your fallback plan, then just keep Bill O'Brien. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But...
That's the thing. I don't know that there's any guarantee you can go out and get somebody better right now. And especially with as many openings as there's going to be, you're going to have competition.
Right.
And, yes, it would be appealing to come coach Deshaun Watson.
Right.
But that's if you're an offensive guy.
But at some point, like when the Rams hired Sean McVay last year, Jeff Fisher was like, we got to fire Jeff Fisher. And they're like, well, who are we going to get? And then they hire this 30-year-old kid. And Rams fan is like, are you kidding me? And now people love him.
Well, he goes out and gets Wade Phillips, who we know what Wade does first year as a coordinator everywhere right. He goes.
But what I'm saying is, like, don't worry about who you're going to get. Sometimes new blood and a reset can work wonders for you.
You can also hire a really bad coach, though.
You can.
And that happens. That happens as often as it is.
But you know what? I'd rather take a shot and hire a bad coach than keep going 9-7, 9-7, 4-12. I mean, you're not getting anywhere. You're spinning your wheels right now.
But I think you got to give him a pass on this year. I really do.
And okay, but what about the other 3 years of mediocrity?
Well, now you finally got a guy who can play quarterback. I think this is your one chance.
You went exactly 3-3 in games with that guy.
Yeah, but look at the 3 losses, too. I mean, that was the Chiefs when they were playing their best.
But isn't that who you want to be?
Yeah, well, you want to be able to beat one of those teams, yeah. But they also, other than the Chiefs game, I mean, frankly, they choked away the Seahawks game. They choked away the Patriots game. But
at some point, don't you kind of put the blame on a guy?
Well, I put the blame on his defensive coordinator in those games.
Well, when he goes, trust me, Vrabel goes too.
Well, I think
they can walk out together.
I think Vrabel should go this offseason anyway.
I don't think they're going to, though. Well, I think if they keep Bill, they're going to keep him, they're going to be complacent about it.
I think that's a mistake. I'm okay with giving him another year, but not unless there's a change on defense. So Travis is listening, Justin's listening, Joshua's listening, Sed's here, old school Chris is here. Lamont says Jeff Fisher taking credit for the Rams is like Neville Chamberlain taking credit for England beating Germany.
Yeah, it's embarrassing. Yeah. And I understand you're trying to get a job, but that's a bad look.
Now, if I needed a defensive coordinator, I'd hire Jeff Fisher.
I'm with you. But don't let him be the head coach of a football team again.
No. And how that guy has lasted as long as he has with the record he has, that's bizarre to me.
Yep.
Oh, but no, you try moving a franchise. I had to move a franchise twice.
Okay.
Okay, I'll give you those 2 years.
then what?
Yeah, exactly. So, that's just a...
Had to move a franchise. Get out of here.
Yeah, he's just begging at this point.
Yeah.
So, wow.
What's wow?
I'm just looking...
What's spectacular?
I'm looking at his... You know, the 2 times that he had to move a franchise... He had one good stretch from 99 to 2003, and then one good year in 2008. And everything else is just...
horrendous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But did get to a Super Bowl.
Yep.
Wow, I'm trying to figure. 1, 2, 3, 7, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. 20 plus years. 2 years he moved. Come on, man.
Come on. Those 2 years were important to his reputation.
That guy's just not a good coach.
On NFL.com, they or on ESPN.com, they posted a thing today. The worst NFL teams ever for all 32 franchises. And the year
I saw this.
The year they listed for the Texans, 2002, when they went 4-12.
Really?
Is that surprising to you?
Yeah, a little bit.
It's surprising to me because, and this is Sarah Barshop, who, whatever. What's surprising to me about that is, you go 4-12. Okay. I mean, it's you're an expansion team,
right?
That's to be expected. Perhaps you've got a rookie quarterback. The left tackle that you drafted or that you took in the expansion draft could never even play a game for you. That's a rough start.
They had a pretty good defense though, for an expansion team.
To me, that team that went 2-14 that people thought had playoff hopes, that is far and away the worst season this team's had. And
if
it weren't for Deshaun Watson, this one might beat it.
Well, if they go 4-12 with this team, even without him, that's a worse season than that first year, in my opinion.
I think so too.
Well, and especially now, are you looking at the way they're getting their ass kicked at the end of the season? At least that team fought hard.
Yeah, the 2-14 team, I think, is the worst. But I think this is in the conversation now. I mean, you lose 14 games in a row. That's tough to do.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
Well, and even the team that went 2-14 where they got the Mario Williams pick, that team was just snake bit because they were in every single game and they lost in the most bizarre ways where their kicker suddenly starts shanking 15-yard field goals. I mean, it was like they were trying to lose.
Yeah. I'm talking about the 2-14 year where they get Jadeveon Clowney.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the worst.
Yeah, that team was supposed to be a Super Bowl contender.
Yeah. And they were a joke.
Well, I'll tell you what's not a joke. Just how awesome Lions Poker Palace is.
Did you get any this this week?
I did not get in this weekend, but I'm going to get in this week
at some point. I might too.
Yeah, I'm going to get over there because, and as a matter of fact, you know what? Starts in about 16 minutes. Tournament tonight. $3,000 guaranteed to first place. Who can't use $3,000?
I could use $3,000.
You sure could. So you need to get over there. $80 plus $20 no limit hold'em tournament, and you got $80 unlimited rebuys for the first five levels with no re-entry fee. And a 20K starting stack. So here's the cool thing. Tournament starts at 6:30. If you don't get there until 7:45, as long as you get there before 7:45, you can still get in. And if you bust out, you can rebuy. These tournaments are great, man. I love them. The quality of play is a lot of fun. There's just a lot of cool people at the tables. And it's such an awesome place. This is as nice a place as I've been in outside of Vegas. And it's nicer than most of the places we go in Vegas.
Yeah, it is. It's really unbelievable. They've got TVs everywhere. So if you're into watching games while you play, they've got TVs. They've got a late night menu. You're gonna be happy when you walk in this place because if you're thinking you're gonna walk into some shady underground poker room, that's not what you're dealing with here. Follow them on Facebook, Lions Poker Palace, for all the details on tournaments and events. And you just go by. That's what I recommend. Go by, check them out. 6134 Richmond Avenue. You mentioned that you heard about us here or heard about them here from us, and you get the first 2 hours of play for free. That's Lions Poker Palace. Lions Poker Palace at 6134 Richmond.
Jack and Mike D, to my dismay.
Well, hello.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. Jeez. You know our buddy Michael from Pickney?
Yes.
He stole his photo equipment.
No.
On Christmas Day.
No. Where was it?
I don't know. I just said this past weekend, just before Christmas, I pulled into our office on Christmas Eve, pick up the trailer, and head to a wedding. Saw the trailer was missing. All the equipment, props, backdrops, signs, frames, carpets were in there.
God, people are the worst.
I saw he posted a picture saying, if anybody's seen this, and I was like, that sucks if that's gone.
Yeah, and that's his whole career there.
People are dirtbags.
So he started a GoFundMe to try to replace the equipment. He's had a rough year. He got nailed in the storm, too.
Yeah.
So I'll tweet out the link to that because, my goodness. I was going through some a list of candidates for guys who might be head coaching candidates.
Okay.
You tell me better, worse than Bill O'Brien.
Okay.
Better, worse, or the same. Josh McDaniels.
I mean, I think it's kind of the same.
Same guy, right?
I mean, you're taking away a guy away from Tom Brady, putting him with someone who's not Tom Brady. Yeah. Not thrilling to me.
Keep me away from any more. If I'm getting rid of this guy,
honestly, I'd rather see Matt Patricia.
Yeah, but I don't really want him either.
No, I don't either. But I'd rather see him than another OC. But it would be kind of cool having a head coach wearing a backwards ball cap, right?
Yeah, yeah. I would. If you hire a defensive guy, though, you better go out and get one of these fired head coaches that used to be good offensive coordinators and bring him in as your OC. John Gruden, just stupid.
That'll, no, stop.
Jim Harbaugh, if he's available.
I'm with you, but I don't think he's available.
Well, there's been a lot of speculation that he might want to come back. If he is available and says he wants to come back to the NFL, I'd punt on O'Brien right now.
Absolutely.
No doubt.
I'd probably punt on all but about four or five coaches in the NFL to get him.
Yeah. Terrell Austin of the Lions.
Why not Jim Bob Cooter?
That's what I'd wonder. Matt Patricia. Frank Reich, who you mentioned before.
I like him.
Jim Schwartz, defensive coordinator, Eagles.
Jim Schwartz, listen, I think he's a guy who is a great defensive coordinator, and he's been a great defensive coordinator in multiple stops, but his time as a head coach was not good.
No.
Now, that doesn't mean he shouldn't get a second chance, but
Five seasons, 29-51 with one playoff appearance.
I think long-term, he's a really, really high-end defensive coordinator.
And there's a lot of guys like that. Pat Shurmur, offensive coordinator, Vikings.
Worth taking a look at, I think.
9-23 with two seasons as head coach of the Browns, but
that's the Browns. No one's winning there.
Mike Vrabel.
No, how?
It says there's a lot of interest in the 42-year-old former Patriots linebacker whose perspective and intelligence stood out when he played and who has risen quickly in the eyes of people who evaluate coaches. Might it make sense to try to pair him with former Patriots executive Scott Pioli if you need both a coach and a GM? Good luck with that. John DeFilippo, the quarterback's coach for the Eagles.
I mean, I'd rather see Frank Reich get a chance than him. Yeah,
Paul Gunther, defensive coordinator, Bengals. He's probably a candidate to take over if Marvin Lewis moves on. Chris Richard, defensive coordinator, Seahawks. Any Seahawks coordinator, defensive coordinator. And Steve Wilks, defensive coordinator, Panthers.
How about I throw a name at you? Someone who has been here. It's been a while. But why not Matt LaFleur? And I'm not talking about necessarily for this job. But Matt LaFleur, who worked here with, he was like an offensive assistant or something. I don't even remember what years it was. I mean, it was a long time ago, the late 2000s. But then he went on to work under Shanahan as the quarterback's coach. Kyle Shanahan is the quarterback's coach in Atlanta. And he's been there in L.A. this year with the Rams as the offensive coordinator. And it's hard to argue with his results.
Yeah.
I know it's only been 1 year as like a full-on offensive coordinator, but maybe you jump on that and it's rolling the dice, you know, and hope you find a hot guy.
It certainly worked out when the Rams did it. He's, what, 38, 39 years old?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's an interesting name. People are listening. Let's do phone calls.
What?
Yeah.
Weird.
Don, you're on the blitz. Go.
Sports, Donnie.
Hey, guys. Look, I called y'all 1 year into O'Brien, like in his ninth game, and said, what is actually his offensive scheme? And I get it. I mean, I'm going back and forth with this like everyone else. Fred, I understand your argument. I understand Jerome's argument. But then, AJ, you said earlier – where let's get some new blood, and wasn't that O'Brien like 4 years ago?
Bill O'Brien was, O'Brien was? He was another attempt for the Texans to become Patriot South, which for some, I mean, whatever reason they're obsessed with, and it just, you can't replicate it. There's nobody who's going to just show up and you're suddenly going to turn into the Patriots.
Well, they weren't that before, though, AJ. They were trying to be Broncos South.
Well, that's true.
And so, I mean, that I think the obsession is just because Bill O'Brien's here and he's brought in all these Patriot guys. But Gary Kubiak did the same thing. Rick Smith was a Broncos guy. So they just switched from Broncos model to Patriots model.
And there's no duplicating those things. You have to be your own. You have to create your own thing. Well, but yeah, but he's right, though. Bill O'Brien was new blood. He was a guy who hadn't coached before. But
if you're going to look at a franchise that's been consistent, why aren't you modeling yourself after the Steelers?
Well, the Steelers have had one coach for the last 15 years.
Yeah, but, I mean, you know, it's 11 years of non-losing records and occasional Super Bowls. I mean, there's plenty of models out there that work.
The Ravens.
You know, nobody's going to match the Patriots model the way it is. It's just not going to happen. And it never works. Trying to do that because you don't have Belichick and Brady.
Yeah.
But I can't read that name.
Looks like Jerry.
Okay, Jerry. We'll do Jerry. What's up, Jerry?
Sports, guys.
Sports to you.
Hey, I just want to know, why is anybody talking about Mike Shula for a possibility? I mean, he kind of groomed Cam Newton there in Carolina. You've got that same kind of quarterback style here. I think he'd be a good fit, but for some reason I just don't hear his name popping up.
Well, because I don't think Cam Newton's had that fantastic of a year. They've struggled a little bit to run the football. I don't know. And maybe a part of my bias towards him as a head coach goes back to
Alabama. Yeah.
But no, I'm not feel like he's been there for some ups, but he's been there for a lot of downs too. You know?
Yeah, he doesn't do much for me.
And how old is he? He's got to be in his mid-50s, right?
52. He's younger than me.
Okay. Well, you're too old to start head coaching an NFL team, too.
Probably no offense. So. Probably so. I don't think that's too old, but...
For a first-time coaching gig?
I'm considering that he spent so much time in college before.
That's true.
I'm just not a fan of the guy. That would not excite me.
I guess Frank Reich's 56.
Yeah. He is older than me.
Yeah.
Let's try Vernon.
Hey.
Hey. What's up, Vernon? Sports.
What's up, guy? Sports. Hey, man, I'm going to throw a name out there I might get hung up on, but there's a guy out there, Rex Ryan, kind of around. You know, he did stop right there.
Ugh. Yeah, just stop there.
Yeah. Really? Really?
I don't understand why people. Rex Ryan, in his NFL career, 61 wins, 67 losses. I've never seen a guy get so much hype and so many chances versus zero production.
Right, sure you have. His name's Jeff Fisher.
Well, he's up there, yeah. And very similar to Jeff Fisher, the last time Rex Ryan had two winning seasons. He was 9-7 his first year with the Jets, 11-5 his second year. He never had a winning season after that. His last winning season was 2010. His last six seasons, zero winning seasons. No thanks.
At two different places.
Yeah.
I can't even imagine why his name would come up at all.
Never won a division title.
Yeah, that easily goes down as the worst suggestion of the day. It says, wait, so does Fred want the Texans to go get Todd Haley from the Steelers? No, although I think somebody's going to give Todd Haley another chance.
Yeah, but that's another guy. It's a retread.
Yeah, I don't really want that. I'm kind of with you. I mean, if Jim Harbaugh's available, I'm firing O'Brien tomorrow.
But Jim Harbaugh's not a retread because Jim Harbaugh didn't fail.
No, he got to a Super Bowl.
You know, he's not like a guy who had a chance and blew it. You know, a lot of these other guys, you know, like Jim Schwartz, for instance, he would be considered a retread because he had a chance. It didn't work out. Jeff Fisher would obviously be a retread.
Oh God, please. Okay, I take it back. Jeff Fisher, worse suggestion than Rex Ryan.
Yeah, but Todd Haley's another guy who 19-27 in 3 years. You looking for that? I don't get it.
3-4-6 never won a title in the AFC East. Wonder why. I hope you're not defending him because he had to go up against the Patriots. Really? Honestly, if you're a guy who, if you owned a team, you'd consider Rex Ryan, then thank God you don't own a team. All right, guys, got to tell you about Texans Can Academies. Every day they change lives. They graduate thinkers. They take in kids that have dropped out of other schools. They give them a second chance. So many of them go on to graduate and do great things. And that's why they need your donations. And by your donations, we're talking vehicles, cars, trucks, motorcycles, RVs, tractors. Doesn't matter what kind of shape they're in. They may have been sitting out in your backyard and you were going to fix it up or you were going to sell it and you just never got around to it. Maybe it's got some flood damage. Well, you can donate it. And here's what they're going to do. Come tow it free of charge. They're going to process all the paperwork. You can do it online for less than a minute. And your donation's tax deductible, which really is going to help you here in a few months. And if you donate today, tell them you heard about it on the Blitz. $50 Visa gift card. Be the latest to step up and the latest Blitzer to step up because a bunch of Blitzers have donated their vehicles. You can be the next one. You can do a great thing. You can get rid of something you're not using anymore and get a tax deduction. Give them a call today, 713-225-4226, 713-225-4226, or go online to HoustonCarsForKids.com, right off the car, not the kid. Diamonds in my ring. 25 12s in the trunks to bang.
Oh, low. Make it. Answer that.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Text earlier as a Chiefs fan mentioned Matt Nagy, who, that's an interesting one. He's only been an OC really for four games, and he had the title.
Yeah.
But calling the play, or five games. And quarterback's coach last year, and this is first year's coordinator and first year calling plays. But, you know, that he does have an interesting background, another former quarterback. You know, that Eagles, that kind of, you know, Andy Reid tree, which, you know, that they haven't tried that one yet. So
that's true.
Maybe they should. Get one more call on. Kevin.
Hey, guys.
Hey, sports.
Sports, I guess. Or if you're still taking calls.
You're on the phone.
I just wanted to say that, you know, I'm a big Texas fan. I was a fan from the beginning. And, you know, it's been troubled years. And then this year, I got to the idea of where in the last six games, it's like all my buddies are like mad. That, you know, the way the Texans are playing. And I said, we got to really look at it this way. If you want to watch the games, look at it as an episode of the Three Stooges. They start out with the right idea, but then it's a calamity of errors that they make. And then in the end, they end up okay, but they didn't really do the right thing. What do you think about that?
I mean,
I don't think they wind up okay.
They wound
the
up
end.
Okay, yeah. No. I think it's like a horrible Three Stooges episode where like Curly gets shot in the face by a mugger. I mean it's horrible.
Yeah, well, or where they go to hit each other with a rolling pin and accidentally break the nose into the brain and kill him.
Yeah, or where somehow Larry convinces the owner that he should be a defensive coordinator in the NFL and he gets the job and then everyone is convinced that he's good at it somehow, even though the results always say he's not.
And Mo goes to get angry and run over some guy and accidentally runs over all of his own guys and they die.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. It's hard to take any positives out of this thing. You know, I'm with you. I see Clowney out there still efforting. And God, when he got hurt yesterday, I was like, why is he on the field?
He's trying to boost those numbers for that contract, man.
God, just get your ass out of there. Be safe. It's a pretty sad situation at this point.
Yeah, I'll tell you what it is. It's more like an episode of Walking Dead when I quit watching. Where all the where they did was walk and talk about zombies, and then a few of them would get picked off.
I want to talk to you tomorrow, and we'll play a little game tomorrow, and we'll try and piece together what the, like, we'll put together maybe the 2018 week one depth chart and see if you think that team can win. Like, how many guys have to be replaced for this to become a, you know, I mean, I think even just getting Watson, J.J. Watt, Merciless, those guys back, I think 8-8's absolutely possible. But what's it going to take to get this team to, like, a playoff, like a contending AFC team?
I will say much less on my end than what you think.
Okay. Because I
think those guys right there, if everybody's healthy, and that's obviously a huge if. I mean, if you have Deshaun Watson, you're 8-8. And that's without, you could throw Watt in the garbage, you could throw those other guys in the garbage.
Necessarily disagree, but the offensive line that they run out there, the secondary that they run out there, you cannot contend in the NFL with that week in and week out.
No, you can't.
And you also, with that offensive line, you can't expect Deshaun Watson to stay healthy.
Well, and that's where you're going to have to invest in this offseason. And I don't care what you do in terms of what you spend for free agents, because you're going to have money to do it. You need some veteran guys in there who know what they're doing. I think you've got a couple of potential decent players on that line right now. You're not going to be able to replace everybody. You don't have draft picks to do that. And besides, drafting offensive linemen, they're probably not going to be ready the first year anyway.
Right, but who are the couple of players?
Well, I don't know who's going to be available. I know who might be available.
No, but I'm talking about who are the couple players you think are serviceable that they've got.
I think Nick Martin is serviceable. I think Greg Mance is serviceable. I think that...
So the center and the backup center.
No, I think you can move one of them to guard. I think that I think Davenport's shown me some flashes that he might be able to play if he can develop. I mean, those are guys that... Now, you can't expect him to be good this year, but by next year, he should take a jump. I think you go get two guards that you spend some money on and one tackle, and I think you build around that. And that revamps your line. But otherwise, and I think there's going to be guys to do that with. It's just, you know, who do you go get? Who's available? Who takes your offer? And the secondary, I think, is another one that's a different animal. You're going to have to – I mean, they're usually pretty good at finding – safeties off the street. It hasn't worked out this year because the rest of the defense has been a mess.
Because the corners have been bad, too.
Yeah, and I think Kareem Jackson can still play, but I'd rather see him at safety.
Or exclusively nickel corner.
Yeah, yeah. And although I like the way he tackles, and I think that, you know, I think he could be a really good safety. The problem is I think you're going to have to replace Jonathan Joseph. And you
have to figure out if Kevin Johnson is a dud or not.
Yeah, and I mean, that guy's going to have to, you know, take a significant step forward in the offseason. And one thing that I get so sick of seeing from him is, like, his reaction to every play.
That didn't happen.
Yeah, well, like, he gets beat for a touchdown, and he's doing the passes incomplete when it was clearly caught. And he's getting all jumping up and down like, oh. And then every time he gets called for a penalty, last week he damn near tackles a guy, and he gets up throwing his arms in the air like, what did I do? What did I do? It's like you damn near tackled him because you can't cover. Nice kid, but geez.
Well, I mean, if only being nice was good enough.
That stuff. And see, I still think he can be salvaged. I do, because I saw enough out of him last year that the guy can play. But he ain't playing very well this year. And there's going to have to be, you know, maybe a year removed from the injury. Maybe he can get where he needs to be. But, you know, if he winds up being a bust, I keep pinning my hopes that he's Kareem Jackson. We were ready to give up on him. Yeah, yeah. But even he showed more flashes last year than Jackson did early in his career.
Yeah,
and then maybe.
But just, Kareem Jackson also physically, when you look at him, you think, man. I even when he was a rookie, I was like, how is this guy not good?
Well,
I mean, he's got everything you need. Kevin Johnson doesn't physically have everything you need to be good in this league.
Here's the other thing, though. Maybe he needs a coach that puts him in the right spot.
That's a good possibility.
And whether you bring O'Brien back or not, you need a new offensive line coach. That needs to be changed. You need to hit reset on that right now. And I think you need to look at another secondary coach. That's just me. Certainly a new defensive coordinator. Yeah. You've got to make some changes on the staff. But We'll see. All right. I wouldn't bet on it because a lot of times, you know, they kind of stand pat. But, hey, if you do want to bet, you know where to go. My bookie. As a matter of fact, there's a game on right after the show here. If you want to get on the action, just go to mybookie.ag. Start cashing in right now. It's the industry-leading sports book. They hook you up for all your betting needs. NFL, college football, hockey, horse racing. Played some horse racing on my bookie this weekend. They got the best odds, action for players big and small. Also got Greyhound racing on there. And if you want to test your luck in a casino, my bookie puts instant blackjack, roulette, and Vegas-style slots in the palm of your hand. And the best thing is they've got the mobile app is just fantastic. You can go on and bet on your phone, and it's easy, it's fast. And when you score big, my bookie has you covered. Fastest online payouts in the business. Call MyBookie now at 844-900-2387. Mention promo code FRED, and they'll throw an extra 50% on your first deposit. Call 844-900-2387 or sign up online using promo code FRED. You can also sign up online right on your phone. Just visit MyBookie.ag today. Bet with the biggest, bet with the best, only at MyBookie.
To the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Anxious about the recent election and the impact on your business? Let HRNP help you navigate through the uncertainty. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Celebrate the Astros World Series championship forever with the incredible audiobook History Earned, a retelling of the Astros' magical journey to the 2017 World Series title. Incredibly affordable at just $13.99 with $1 from every sale. Going to Hurricane Harvey relief, narrated by SportsMap's own Charlie Polillo, written by Chris Crampisi. It is just an awesome thing to have. Go to historyearn.com and download your copy today. Cactus Bowl, Kansas State, UCLA.
Yeah.
Coverage begins at 7 o'clock right here on ESPN 97.5, but not SportsMap 94.1, right? Okay. Do you have a Hey Man Bleep That?
No, but I can come
Tyler, up with do you have one?
Tyler doesn't know how to play that game.
All right. Yeah, he does.
Oh, okay. You got something, Tyler?
I know how to play it, but I don't have anything, no.
Well, then, to both of you guys, I say,
hey, man.
Hey, man. F*** that. Mine, I was just going to bitch about something, and I'm curious if this bothers you guys.
Probably does, knowing me.
I don't mind when people, if you're riding a motorcycle, motorcycles are loud, right?
They are.
So that's acceptable. But if you go and get these cars made to where when you gun them, they're intentionally loud.
You find that obnoxious?
I find that more than obnoxious. I'm sorry that you have such a small penis. I really am. But please don't go. I mean, that's just annoying as hell. I mean, there's no point in it. It's just like people that have train horns on their trucks. It's kind of the same thing. You're just being, you're look at me. Being obnoxious.
Right.
And, you know, you should.
What if you have a horn that sounds like the General Lee?
It's kind of funny.
Is that okay?
Yeah, but it's not that loud.
Okay.
As long as it's not that loud. But okay. I mean, but it's specifically, if you're getting your car rigged to where, which I thought was illegal. I didn't think you could make that much noise with a vehicle, but apparently I'm wrong. But, I mean, just go spend the money on penis enlargement instead. You'll feel better.
Yeah, but that comes with some pain.
Well, instead, you're putting pain on everyone else's eardrums. I don't know.
Where did you run into this?
There's like one guy that lives fairly close to us at all the time, and he's gunning it as loud as he can every chance.
And you hope the cops get him?
No, I hope my shoulder missile gets him. He's just been just out of range for me to get him.
Okay, this isn't really a Hey Man Bleep That, but we've got, remember last week we talked about the movie Bright?
Yeah.
Suddenly everyone's trying to convince me to watch this movie. Like, dude, you got to check this out. It's way better than the reviews said. I'm very skeptical still because if you remember.
Which one is this? Refresh
the one
my
with
memory.
Will Smith and the orcs.
Oh, yeah, that sounds terrible.
That's what I say. It just sounds so bad.
It's not as bad as the critics say, it's bad, but it's okay. At least it's original.
Is it worth? Is it really though?
I mean, you're kind of combining two things that were original at one point. But
it's a buddy cop movie where one of the cops is an alien.
No, he's an orc. He's not an alien.
You know what? I saw that.
I didn't know there was such a big difference.
I saw a good version of that. It was called Alien Nation.
Okay. I haven't seen that either.
That was really good. Mandy Patinkin and James Caan. Okay. It's an older movie, but yeah, it's where the aliens come down. They team up. Buddy cop movie.
I don't get the appeal. The appeal.
Very sexy alien chick in there with a bald head, I might add.
I will say, though, Will Smith ruined that movie. If it wasn't Will Smith, it probably would be cooler.
Really? Why did he ruin it?
He just does that whole dumb, you know, in Men in Black, whenever he was trying to be funny, trying to kind of make a scene humorous, that's what he did, like, the entire movie.
I will not be watching that. I'll go back and watch Alienation again.
I'm just not into it. And there's a bunch, like a lot of people, and maybe because we talked about it last week, but like suddenly everyone wants to convince me to watch this movie. And it's like, man, got plenty of other stuff that I wouldn't mind watching before I watch this stupid thing.
But if it's just bad and not as bad as they say, that's not good enough.
No.
I don't need to watch bad stuff just because it's not as bad as the story said. I mean, that sort of sounds like something that I would think would be cool on the surface, but if that many people are ripping it, not going to happen. So, what the hell else did I watch this week? I did watch one other movie that it was on. Oh, it was one that the wife wanted to watch. It wound up being better than I thought it was going to be, but it wasn't my cup of tea, so to speak.
What was it?
Victoria and... it was about Queen Victoria and this Indian guy.
I don't care. It sounds horrible.
Yeah, that's what I thought. It sounded horrible. It actually was an entertaining movie, although I can't even remember the name of the guy. I think it was Akbar. I don't know.
Victoria and Akbar?
Or something like that.
That doesn't sound like a plan.
I don't know.
It's a trap.
Yeah, right.
The Admiral.
But it actually was more interesting than I thought it was going to be.
Okay.
It was, because you know, she likes anything that's got English stuff in it, you know, because they're all part of the Commonwealth, as it were. but it surprised me because I thought it was going to completely suck, and the acting in it was really strong. So,
how much say do you have when she picks a movie that you're like, I don't want to watch that? Do you always sit there and watch it?
No, if it's something that I'm not into, I just go downstairs and watch something else on the other TV.
Okay. But this one you said you thought it was going to suck, and then you watched it
anyway.
Well, I
gave it a chance. I usually will give her a chance when she's read up on something.
So what would you have done if it would have sucked? Would you have just gotten up in the middle of it and left?
Yeah.
See, that's when my wife would be pissed if I did that.
I'd just say, hey, man, I'm going to go watch Law & Order reruns.
She'd be more pissed about that than if I just said, I'm not going to watch it. I have no interest in watching it. If I start to watch it, then I'm just like, this sucks, and walk out. Oh, she'd be so pissed.
But she kind of gets if something's not for me.
Okay.
So, but she's usually really good at finding things that I didn't think I would like, and then I do. And, you know, does that with restaurants and stuff. And she's done that with a couple of TV shows that I didn't think I would like. And because she researches all this stuff and does Yelp and goes and sees what people are saying about him. And so this one got really good reviews. And so we start watching it, and I'm like, okay, it doesn't suck as bad as I thought it would. I'll wait and see if it starts sucking. It never really did. And it wasn't that long, it was under 2 hours.
Okay.
I never did get up and leave. I can't remember the guy's name, though. That's pretty bad.
It doesn't matter. I'm not going to watch it anymore.
I'm old and I drink a lot. Well, it's one of those things, if it pops up on your cable channel in a few months and you say, I'm bored, you'll probably stick with it.
Yeah.
All right. That's going to wrap it up. I want to thank Dave Tepper for joining us.
Yes. Good to see that dude.
Yeah. I want to thank Lance Zerline for joining
us. Yes. Good to see that dude.
I want to thank the five people who listened today for joining
us. Thank all of you.
Thank Tyler Scott for not screwing up today.
Yeah.
We'll be back tomorrow. Till then, stay sports, you bitches.